نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد، فقال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أولم أعمركم ما يتذكر فيه من تذكر وجاءكم النذير صدق الله العظيم. Most honorable ulama ikram, friends and elders in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for us signs in everything that He has created. We do not need to look very far in order to see the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to understand the qudra, the power, the almightiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We take a look around. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ. In the earth there are many, many signs for those who have true faith, for those who can see clearly, for those who believe and have full conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even closer than that, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Look inside yourselves. You will see within yourselves so many signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah calls out to the humans, أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Do you not look with an eye of basira, with an eye of understanding, with the eyes of the heart, so that you may see my signs and my power and my greatness within yourselves. He has created for us in this world so many different types and so many different variants of land, of earth, of sea. Everything that we, if we were to look at and if we were to place our thoughts upon, then we will see the amazing creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. But in the creation of the heavens and the earth, in the coming and going of the days and the nights, لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. There are many, many signs for those who have intellect, for the people of intellect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَمَا ذَرَأَ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for you within this earth the colors of which are very, very different. Different colors that you may see. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً. In there is definitely, indeed, there is definitely a sign for you. In another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. That do you not see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has brought down from the heavens, He has brought down from the skies water and rain. And through this rain, فَأَخْرَجْنَا بِهِ ثَمَرَاتٍ. Through this rain we have taken out many, many different types of fruits. مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُهَا. All of which, the colors are different. The color of this is different, the color of this is different, the color of this is different. So many things that we see, that this is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The zameen, the earth is one. The earth is one. If we look at the seeds that are being placed inside of the earth, they look very, very similar. And when these seeds go inside of that earth, it is very possible that just on one side of the earth, it becomes barren. And the other side of the earth becomes lush with fruits. This is the qudra, this is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A seed which looks exactly the same, but the tree that will come out of that seed will be different. The fruit that will come out of that tree will be different. This is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The day and the night that comes past us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ خِلْفَةً لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَذَكَّرَ أَوْ أَرَادَ شُكُورًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the day and the earth that they come after each other. فَهُوْ لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَذَكَّرَ. For that person who wishes to take nasiha, for that person who wishes to open his heart for the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for that person who wishes to show his gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his creator, by doing and carrying out those actions which he has created before. This is why he has created the night, this is why he has created the day. And what does he mention in that same ayah that was recited before? That إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارَ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. The people of intellect, The people who recognize the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and adopt what they should be adopting, they carry out those actions which they should be carrying out. They bring about the essence, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us, which is His dhikr and His remembrance. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. That those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst they are standing, whilst they are sitting, whilst they are lying down, whichever posture they may be in, they have the remembrance and the thought of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set within their hearts. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. When they look at a building, they do not remember or look at the architect who built that building. They do not become amazed by this building is such a nice building and the architect must be someone amazing. They remember the Musabbibul Asbab, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at that Lord who gave this human the understanding, who gave this human that intellect that he could create or he could try to invent something so nice. This is what his mind goes towards. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. They think about the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ups and downs of the mountains, that such mountains which are so high, some mountains which are in the depths of the seas. He looks at the greenery of the land, he looks at the redness of the land, he looks at the sands of the land, and he thinks that there are sand dunes on one side, there are different colored mountains on another side. These are all from the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمِنَ الْجِبَالِ جُدَدٌ بِيدٌ وَحُمْرٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهَا وَغَرَابِيبُ سُودٌ. That from the mountains you will see that, especially maybe even in Saudi Arabia, many have looked on the path from Makkah to Medina, that you will see that there are very different colored mountains. Some are dark, some are dark in color, some are a black color, some are of a red color, some are of a gray color. Different colors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created even in these mountains. So much tanawwu', so much variation in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so much variation in this time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, this night and day that comes. Just say that this night and day was to stop. It was to come to one point. That is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes us understand this point. He says, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِن جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. That say, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the people, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to make this night forever, that it just remains as night, it does not turn into day at all. Night and night and night, and it is only set to one point. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِضِيَاءٍ. Who is there besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will bring light and for you? Who can bring light for you? No one can bring light for you if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to take this away. His father says, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ النَّهَارَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِلَيْلٍ تَسْكُنُونَ فِيهِ. That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to make it just daytime, there was no night. There was no night that you could rest in. There was no night that you could find peace in. Then who is there, who could be there to bring about a change in this nizam, a change in this system, that the day would go away and the night would come? There is no one besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He takes us through stages, He takes us through phases of life. And these stages in life, these stages in His creation, these phases in our lives, these phases of time going past us, this in reality is a greater sign for us to understand something. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they said to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma ba'lul hilal. That O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the matter? What is the matter with the moon? Why is it this that yabdu hilalan thumma yatazayadu hatta yasira badran? That this hilal, this moon, it begins as a crescent and then it continues to increase and increase and increase until it becomes a full moon, and thereafter it decreases again, it decreases again. This was a question in the minds of the Sahaba that came about. The answer which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave through the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not the point which I am trying to explain. I am trying to explain that look at the question that came into their minds. They looked at this and they thought to themselves that why is this? Why is the creation going like this? Why is the moon turning from small to big and then back to small again? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered their query with something which was more important for them. They were asking about the haqiqah. They were asking about the reality. That why does this happen? That a scientific person or a mind, an intellectual mind will think that why does this happen? What is the reason? What is the scientific reason behind this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not bother with this. Rather, He wanted them through Uslubul Hakim to understand that you should ask that question which is good for you, and you should try to understand what is the benefit behind something. the benefit behind the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَهِلَّةِ قُلْ هِيَ وَوَاقِيتُ لِلنَّاسِ وَالْحَجِ. That the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they are asking you about the moons, that why the crescents are small and then they get big and then they become so small. Do not explain to them the haqiqah, the reality. They do not need to know the scientific essence of why this happens. Rather, what do they need to know? قُلْ هِيَ مَوَاقِيتُ لِلنَّاسِ وَالْحَجِ. That this moon is a means for people to understand the time and the people to understand the times of Hajj. This was the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created this. Now when we look at the moon, when we look at the sun, what should we learn from this? What lesson should we be taking from this? Our respected Hazrat Wala Hafizahullah, he mentions that when we look at the moon and we see that the crescent is small at the moment and then it is increasing and it is becoming a full moon and thereafter it is decreasing again, then the thought that should come into our mind is this, that similarly my life is also like this, that I will begin small, I will begin in a manner in which that I was weak. Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min du'fin thumma ja'ala min ba'di du'fin quwwa thumma ja'ala min ba'di quwwatin du'fa wa shayba yakhluqu ma yasha. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has created you from in a fragile manner, in a fragile state. You were in the wombs of your mothers in such a fragile manner, in such a fragile state that you could do nothing for yourself. يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ خَلْقًا مِّن بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates you in the depth, in the darknesses of the wombs of your mothers. خَلْقًا مِّن بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ. Slowly, slowly He increases your khilqah. He increases your manner, He increases your posture. He increases you in creation until the time comes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes you out into this world. He then, through the fragile time of childhood, He brings you, He nurtures you, He brings you forth. He is the Rabb at the end of the day. He brings you to a certain state that you find quwwah and you find strength within yourself. You become strong, you become a man. And thereafter, slowly, slowly, a time comes again that a person, he goes away, he loses that strength and he becomes weak again. These are all signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He creates whatever He wants. وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يَتَوَفَّى مِنْ قَبْلِ. Many of you, they passed away before this time of quwwah. Many of them are those who passed away before the time of the second age, the second time of weakness. مِنْ أَرْضَلِ الْعُمُرِ. Many people turn away, but some reach there. Some will reach there, some will reach that time, and they will face that weakness, they will face that darkness, they will face that difficulty. These are all signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are these signs saying to us? These signs are saying to us that look at the differences of my creation. Look at how each and every creation, it reaches a pinnacle, and then after that pinnacle, a time comes where that creation will become destroyed, where that creation will fall away, where that creation will stem away from its life. Its life will come to an end. Similarly, O human, O Muslim, O person, your life will also come to an end. You have begun your life in such a manner that you see different stages and different phases in your life also. And these different stages and phases are there for you to understand, for you to click on, that there is something coming in the future. There is something which I cannot deny, there is something which nothing can be taken, no one can take away. That is the reality of death. That is the reality of death, the reality of facing me. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making us understand. That day is bound to come. It is going to come sooner or later, whether we accept its reality, whether we place its reality in our hearts or we don't. It is going to come sooner or later. Whether we shove it to the back of our minds, this reality is going to come upon us. And it is up to us that we realize that before this reality comes, we change our ways and we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we accept His favors upon us and we use the opportunities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. We see in the time of the past, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they understood that this life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, this is their capital. This is the capital that they have to use in the best manner of as they can. If they do not make good use of this capital, then this life, this business that we have, this tijara, we could so-called call it, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of gaining thawab, gaining reward, gaining His proximity, gaining His closeness, we will fail in this if we do not use this capital of time correctly. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allahumma inni as'aluka salah as-sa'at وَالْبَرَكَةَ فِي الْأَوْقَاتِ. That, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask from you the goodness of time, and we ask from you blessings from your own in this time that you have given us. that we use this time that you have blessed us with in that manner in which will please you, which will bring your proximity, which will bring your closeness. We do not become from the people who waste this great capital that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Allama Ibn al-Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi, he was a great imam, a person who truly understood the value of time. He truly understood the value of time. And he wrote a wasiyah. He wrote a wasiyah for his child, for his son. And in that wasiyah, he mentions that wasiyah to his son. Imagine a father who is coming to the end of his life. He wishes to give a wasiyah to his child, to his son. Imagine the nasiha and with how much sincerity this father will give nasiha to his child. He says to his son that, "Oh my son, always remember, ya bunayya, that oh my son, inna kulla nafasin khizana, inna kulla nafasin khizana, that definitely each breath of yours is a treasure. Each breath of yours is a treasure, and you must make sure, wahdar, be aware of yourself, that any of these treasures that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, that an yadhhaba shay'un minha bighayri shay', that anything from this goes without vain, without any benefit. You don't take any benefit from this time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, and because of this you become such that on the day of judgment you will be full of hasra, you will be full of this disbelief and this deprivation, that this time that I had, what I could have done with this time, I did not fulfill that. On the day of judgment, you will have this hasra, that time that I could have used in gaining the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I did not use this. We have come through the blessing and through the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to an i'tikaf, which is not just an i'tikaf, fulfilling the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is also a khanqa, it is a spiritual center for us. An area, a place wherein we can cure our hearts, wherein we can purify our hearts. We have, through the fadl and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this opportunity today, in these days right now. This is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we leave here without gaining anything, if we leave here without, at the end, having this conviction and belief in our heart, that inshaAllah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven me, inshaAllah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed me upon the right track, then my respected brothers and elders, me and you, we all have failed in our objective. We have no objective. There is no point for us making this much effort of 10 days, of many of you leaving work, many of us leaving work, leaving our families and our children at home. There is no point for us that we give all this qurbani, we give this sacrifice, and then we waste this blessed opportunity given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we were to waste this, then there is no one who is more deprived than someone like me and you. The people who are not in i'tikaf are more better off than us. If we were to come into i'tikaf and waste our time, they are not in i'tikaf, they are wasting the time, they are not in i'tikaf anyway. But we are in i'tikaf, we are in the masjid. And within the masjid, if we were not to use this opportunity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then who will be more deprived than you and I? A poet says, he says so beautifully, that a person, he goes to the madrasa with an objective. He goes to the khanqa, he goes with an objective. If he does not gain this objective, then of course you will feel grief, you will feel distress. So he says, Main utha madrasa aur khanqa se ghamnak. Main utha madrasa aur khanqa se ghamnak. That I stood up from the khanqa, I left the khanqa, I left the i'tikaf, I left my madrasa where I was learning, in such a state that I was distressed, I was in grief. Main utha madrasa aur khanqa se ghamnak. Na zindagi na muhabbat na ma'rifat na nigaat. That na zindagi na muhabbat, I left the khanqa in such a way that my life was meant to have turned. I should have turned my life around, I should have come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I walked out of the doors of the masjid and there was no difference between me when I came here and when I left here. Rather, it is possible that me when I came here, I was better off than how I am when I am leaving. Na zindagi na muhabbat. I came in order to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I was void of it before, and I am even more void of it today when I am leaving the khanqa. Na zindagi na muhabbat, na ma'rifat, no recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na nigah, no understanding, the eyes of the heart have not opened. My respected elders and brothers, so many times in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says about those people whose eyes of basira, whose eyes of the hearts have not opened, لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا, that they have hearts that they cannot understand anything with. وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا, they have ears but they cannot hear that which is beneficial for them. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that إِنَّكَ لَا تُسْمِعُ الْمَوْتَى وَلَا تُسْمِعُ السُّمَّ الدُّعَاءَ إِذَا وَلَّوْ مُدْبِرِينَ, that O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will not be able to make those people who are deaf listen. They are not deaf in reality. Their hearts are blind. Their hearts are deaf. You will not be able to give them, وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُسْمِعٍ مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ إِنْ أَنْتَ إِلَّا نَذِيرٌ, you will not be able to make those people listen who are in the graves. They are not in reality in the graves. In reality, their hearts are dead. And because their hearts are dead, they cannot understand and appreciate the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we fear for ourselves, my respected brothers and friends, that this time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, if we were not to use this correctly, if we were not to follow the guidelines that we have been given, each and every one of us has been given a guideline, then 3 points that our respected Shaykh Hafizahullah has mentioned, that one, number one, we do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that would be the worst thing that we could do while staying in the masjid, while staying in the house of Allah, we disobey Him, we turn away from Him. Secondly, we do not waste even 1 second of this time. What did Imam Ibn Jawzi say to his son? That inna kulla nafasin khizana, every breath of yours is a treasure. Make sure you look after this treasure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And then, what our respected Shaykh Hafidullah just talked about right now is ihtisab. Reflection upon how we are spending our time. Reflection upon every single time that if we were to follow that prescription that Shaykh Hafidullah just gave us right now, that after every salah we think that from this salah and before the last salah, how much good have we done, how much bad have we done? We in Aitikaf, we especially try to implement this in our lives in these 10 days that we have. We try to implement this, that we see that no word is coming out of our mouth which is unnecessary. No action that we are doing which is unnecessary. La ya'ni, fudul, we stay away from those things which have nothing to do with us. Such an action, such a word, such a gesture, even a gesture, such a signal to someone else that has no benefit to us in this world or in the hereafter, we abstain from. Anything which is unnecessary to say to someone, we do not say. Because my respected brothers and elders, at the end of the day, al-mu'takifu ya'takifu al-dhunub. The mu'takif, the person who is here in i'tikaf, he stays away from sins. I'tikaf means to hold on fast to something. You hold on fast to where? You are holding on fast to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the mu'takif, he comes into the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he holds on fast to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he does in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only that which will bring the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan and nafs are still with us. Nafs is definitely with us in its totality. If our nafs is habituated to excessive speaking and excessive talking, even in this i'tikaf, it will try to make us talk to someone. But my respected brothers and friends, very, very clearly I would like to make this point to everyone, that we are here to make friends with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not here to make friends with anyone else. This is not a place where people from different areas of the country join together in order to meet and in order to gain recognition with each other. That is a very bent and very far objective from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this opportunity for. This opportunity is to gain the recognition and the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at our elders, that in the times of our elders, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib rahmatullahi alayh and Hazrat Mufti Mahmudul Hasan Gangohi rahmatullahi alayh, in their times of studying in madrasa, they were in the same room, I recall these two or two other of our elders, that they were in the same room, yet they did not know the names of each other. In the same room, despite staying in the same room, they did not know the names of each other. And this is what our respected Shaykh Hafizahullah, he emphasizes so much, and this is the emphasis of all the mashayikh in their khanqahs, especially in the month of Ramadan. Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullahi alayh, in his khanqah, where many people would come for i'tikaf also, he would have the announcement made that either go to sleep or engage in some type of ibadah, but no one talk to each other. Because the worst thing that a person can do while in i'tikaf, or the first step for a person to spoil his i'tikaf, is this, that he starts to make friendship. Because friendship, it will lead to something which is unnecessary. Something unnecessary will lead to layani. Something which is layani will lead to some type of sin, will lead to some type of ghibah. And the objective that we have come here for, we will soon realize that it has gone to waste. It has gone to waste. We have much more time outside of Ramadan to meet someone, to gain the recognition of someone. That is all outside the masjid. So it is my earnest request to all the brothers, to myself, to everyone here, that this is a great opportunity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us, that this is the time that we need to reflect, أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرَ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment, He will say to us, that have I not given you that much life? Did I not give you that much life? أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرَ. Which was enough for a person to take heed, which was enough for a person to come to his realization, which was enough for a person to realize his objective in life. Did I not give you that much life? أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرَ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. Now this nadir here, in the word nadir, the person came to you, or that thing came to you, which will relinquish you, which will make you understand, which will bring about the fear of the hereafter in your heart. وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ does not only mean that did not the Rasul come to you. It means that did not the Quran come to you? Did not the Ahadith come to you? Did not the words that are written in the books that you are reading, did not they come to you? The people who are saying something to you, who are saying something to themselves, the Shaykh who is saying something to you, who is explaining something to you, all of these things are nadir. These are things which will bring about the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within your heart, and there is no excuse for us on the day of judgment. No excuse at all for us on the day of judgment. We will not be able to reply. Even before we try to reply, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, فَذُوقُوا فَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ نَصِيرٍ. That taste the fire of Jahannam because you oppressed yourself. You taste the fire of Jahannam because you are an oppressor on your own soul. And despite me giving you this many opportunities, you did not take this opportunity to hand, and you did not fulfill your responsibility that you had towards me. So my respected elders and friends, it is of utmost importance that we spend this time that we have, this blessing that we have of i'tikaf, in the best manner impossible. We have a timetable already set for us, alhamdulillah, which our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah has supervised a timetable for us. This is for this very reason, that we do not waste a single second. We have the sahaba and the company of our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah. So this is what I was mentioning, that it is not just an i'tikaf. It is a blessing, a spiritual blessing, that we have such a pious personality amongst us, whom we can learn from, whom we can benefit from, who is ready to teach us, who is ready to show us the way towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have a great blessing in this i'tikaf. We must show our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Show our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by how? By following the timetable in its totality, by listening to the advices that are given to us, by doing what we are told for a little while, doing what we are told for a matter of 9-10 days, so that our hearts can be rectified and we take the most benefit as we can from our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah. And as Shaykh Hafidhahullah mentioned, we do as much as ihtisab and muhasaba as possible for ourselves. We don't make any mistake at all, and if you make the slightest of mistake, we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is ready to listen to us. We make tawbah to Him, we turn to Him, and we gain His proximity and His closeness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to practice upon whatever has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.